Hey. Oh, I think we have our, you have your mic off. Should be down at the bottom on the left. Do you see it?
Yep.
There you go.
Hello.
Hey. Nice to see you in person, or kind of in person.
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah. How's it going today?
Good. How about you?
I'm doing well.
Did you get to go out and see the eclipse earlier?
You know what? I did go for a little while. I mean, we got partial here, so it did get a little bit darker and, you know, that kind of thing. But I only went out for a little bit, and then I actually watched it online.
Oh,
because it was more interesting to me to watch it online and see, like, when it got really dark, you know, in the places where it was fully. So that was really cool.
I have some friends that went up to Oregon to so they could see the totality, and they were posting pictures as well on Facebook. We were out in a park not too far from us here, and we got about 65 to 70%, you know, because of we're kind of far south too.
Yeah.
And so it did get darker, and the birds got really quiet, and it was.
Isn't that funny?
It was cool. It was really cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I have a friend that she drove up. She's in Denver. Hey, Robin. She's in Denver. She drove up to Casper and spent the night last night, camped out, and then they watched it today. So she said it was such an amazing thing.
Yeah.
If I'd been a little closer to somewhere where I could have driven, I might have thought about it.
Yeah, we would too. We would too.
Hey, Miss Robin.
Hi, how are you? Who was there that I can say hello to?
Well, you can say hi to Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hi, Robin.
So Terry's from Denver?
No.
Austin, Texas.
Awesome. Lovely to meet you, Terry, from Austin,
Texas. Nice to meet you, too. Where are you, Robin?
I'm in Scottsdale.
Oh, Arizona. I grew up in Tempe.
Nice.
Robin and I know each other from energy medicine. She and I met when I was going through my becoming an Eden energy medicine practitioner. She was in one of my first classes. So we met each other in the shuttle on the way to the session, and we just hit it off. So
very cool.
Yeah. We have a few people from San Diego. We kind of have a little bit of people from all over the place tonight, so it'll be interesting. I love this, though, because this is, like, such a cool way to connect when you can't all be in the same place.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey there. I see a couple people. Penny, and it looks like Avis. If you do talk, though, if you are talking or saying anything, we can't hear you. It may be because your microphone is muted, which is on the bottom left, I think. Should see a little microphone, and then you can unmute yourself.
So do you get to see all of us, Rob?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you have your camera going, you can see everybody, too.
Yeah, they're all across the top.
The settings on the top. There's a gallery view, and there's some different settings up there. So
switch to gallery view. Oh,
there you go. Yep.
Awesome. I actually told people about
it. I mean, some people won't. Some people may not use their cameras, and that's okay too. Sometimes we just, you know, I don't want to force the issue, because sometimes you want to be on here, but you just don't want to do your hair or whatever. I don't know. I mean, I didn't really bother with it tonight, but sometimes, yeah. So I pretty much go with whatever anyone wants to do with their camera is fine with me. All right, I'm gonna just check and see. We have several more people that are supposed to be with us, so we will hang out and let them catch up with us here.
I had told a couple of people that I met yesterday at Sprouts.
Oh.
I was looking for some of the oils, and the gal that was running that department in Sprouts was like totally into it. And I was telling her about what we were doing, and she asked for the URL, and so I gave it all to her.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, feel free. I mean, my kind of goal, and I'll talk about this a little bit, but is to really get it out to whoever wants it, you know, because, and actually it's funny, since I finally set a date, because it took me so long, like I keep thinking about doing this and I just, you know, never like picked a date, and, you know, and I finally did. And after I did that, I ran into like five or six other people, because the next thing on my list for this is to get other healers involved, so that it's not just my stuff. It's like as many different kinds of modalities that people care to learn and try. And so right after I made the decision, I ran into like five or six other healers that were like, oh yeah, totally on board for you. Just let me know. So we'll see. I think it'll be kind of a cool, we'll just see what happens.
So are you thinking it'll be like once a month or?
Well, kind of what is running around in my mind right now is twice a month on the full and the new moons. Mm-hmm. Because new, and probably, I don't know for sure yet, but probably a theme that carries from one new moon to the next. Because what happens is, and we'll talk about this tonight, but new moons are great for starting things and kind of kicking off new habits. And full moons are really great for illuminating where things aren't working. So it's kind of like this great, like you use 2 weeks to kind of do stuff to kick things in gear. And then when the full moon hits, you kind of reevaluate like, okay, well, what am I doing that's working? What am I not doing? And then you have another 2 weeks of the cycle. So that's kind of my thought, but you know, we'll see. All right. Couple more people, and we actually have several more people scheduled to join us. So let me see who all. I can't see everybody. See, we've got. Yeah. I'm going to name off everybody I see. And if there's somebody that is on here somewhere that I can't see, let me know. Because I've got Terry. And Robin Lev, and Penny, and Avis, and Wendy, and Kathy. Hey, Kathy. And somebody with a phone that ends in 1054. Who's that? It's an 858 number, so it's probably somebody here in San Diego. If you're trying to tell me something, I'm not hearing you. So you might be on mute. So I think what we'll do is, because I want to make sure that I respect your time, because we're only doing an hour, and I'm getting a little bit of echo, so what I'm going to do for just a second, when this usually happens is when somebody is calling in with a phone and on their computer at the same time. So if that's you, then mute one of them.
Unless you're going to have us speaking, you might want to have us all mute. That usually works to help the sound.
Yeah, I wanted you guys to be able to ask questions, though, like whenever you want. So you can unmute yourself to do that, and I can do it that way. But look. Okay, so I muted all of you, but on your bottom left hand side, you should see your mic. And right now it probably has a little red slash through it. If you want to ask a question, just unmute yourself. You have the capability to do that, but that way we won't hear each other's echoes and all that kind of stuff. But I do want it to be a conversation tonight. So please feel free to just jump in. You don't have to wait until I come to a place where I, you know, ask for questions, things like that, because I really want this to be very informal. So it's such an interesting group tonight. So I would love for just real quick, if I just call your name, you don't have to say anything if you don't want to. You can just say your name to us and tell us where you are. But if you feel inclined, maybe just tell us what you're hoping to get from tonight. And that way we'll all kind of hear each other's names and voices, at least, even if your video camera is not going, and that's okay. So I'm just going to run through like from what looks at the top of my screen downwards. So, and if you'll just unmute yourself and just tell us your name and maybe what brought you here tonight. Terry, you want to go first?
Sure. I'm Terry and I'm in Austin, Texas, and I met Robin a couple weeks ago from a mutual friend, and I have never done an energy session before, and so I'm very interested in it, and I want to experience it, and given, you know, the eclipse and all that, I thought, okay, this ought to be really cool time to try this, so that's why I'm here.
Yeah, totally. Cool. Thanks. Robin Lev, unmute yourself. Robin, you're talking and we can't hear you. There you go.
Okay, good?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in Scottsdale, Arizona, and I am loving the energies from this eclipse. I was super, you know, activated today. I was like blissed out and high as anything. And my hands were like, whee! And I love having energy. So today was really fun for me. And so tonight was just, you know, a gift, really. Whatever happens, happens. And I feel like it's amazing just to be with all of you beautiful women. So I am super excited.
Cool. Thanks. Avis, do you want to share anything? Don't forget you're on mute. Right. Doesn't look like, there you go.
There it did. It went. Thank you. I'm from North Carolina. And I just wanted to see what this was about tonight. I enjoy the energy healing.
Cool. Thank you. Wendy?
Hi. I came across you from Katie Van Orden, who I also am in San Diego. And so she said, oh, Robin's doing this cool thing. I think you'd like it. So I do a lot with energy stuff, and I especially like group energy stuff. And so I was just really, you know, kind of excited to come and try and like see what happens, you know, just kind of check it out. So.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah. She mentioned you to me too. So we'll have to get together.
Oh, good. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Yeah. We definitely will.
Okay, cool.
Thanks. Okay. Thanks.
Hey, Robin. We've got three Robins on this call, just so you know.
Hey there. So, hi, everyone. I'm calling from Indianapolis, Indiana. So it's about 9:30, and I'm here just to reset energy and help all of us cultivate some rebirth as we're coming out of this eclipse into the coming days. So I'm excited to be here with everyone, and good times. Hope you all had a good day, too.
Yeah, thanks, Robin. Hey, Kathy. I'm not hearing you, so I don't know if you're Something's muted on your end. I think it's your phone that's muted. I know it's definitely a, I still can't hear you. Okay, I'm coming back to you. Penny?
Hi, this is Penny Langley, and first of all, thanks to Robin Barr for the invitation tonight. And I enjoyed the eclipse today from a mountaintop in North Carolina, and actually had the opportunity to do an energy healing exercise with one of my clients during the solar eclipse. And I'm hoping to carry some of that beautiful energy, you know, into the days ahead through the circle.
I love that. Yeah, that's great. Thank you. Kathy, did you find your voice?
I think I found my mute button.
Oh, there it is.
Hi, Robin.
Hey.
I'm the 85 number.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think I should hang on that one.
Well, just go ahead and do your thing. It's a little echoey. Just tell us, you know, where you are. It's a little echoey, but then you can mute yourself and we're good.
Okay, so I'm Kathy, and I know Robin. We hang out a lot. So, and I'm interested in the energy medicine and just to learn tonight. Yeah, I saw the eclipse and it was great energy.
Cool. All right. Perfect.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Okay, cool. So we have a couple more people that told me they're absolutely coming. So they'll probably drop in here sometime soon and we'll just pick them up. Is there anybody that I missed that's on the line? I think I got everyone, but okay, cool. So I'm going to share really quickly with you my screen. Let me just find it. And I just want to go through a couple things before we really get started into the session. So can you guys see my screen okay? Just nod because I won't be able to hear you. And again, feel free to just undo your mute button if you want to ask a question. But I'm going to look through my notes here because I want to make sure that I get some of this stuff covered before we really start in. So even though tonight I kind of picked a theme because for me, working with energy, sometimes when I really focus on something, it creates more direction for myself. So this time I chose wealth and abundance because it's something that people ask me about all the time in terms of energy. Everybody's worried about money. Everybody's worried about their finances, all this kind of stuff. And I think that energy balancing can really help with that. But I will say this, that when you're talking about energy balancing, which is part of what we're going to do tonight, it really doesn't just stop where the theme ends, right? So when you balance your energy, it starts to align your whole person and everything else. And so that trickles into every aspect of your life. So while we may be focusing on a kind of a specific theme tonight, really energy work doesn't stop where, you know, we put up these little like barriers. It goes everywhere. So just know that when you do this, it's not just about wealth in terms of finances. It can be wealth in any of your life, abundance in any part of your life, because when you align yourself, that's what begins to happen. So one of the things that really drew me to doing energy work was this book called Simplify Your Life. I picked it up at the library, and inside of that book, Elaine St. James writes about something that she learned from Donna Eden. And so you know how things happen. And then I had to get the energy medicine book. And then I ended up going to her 5-day retreat where she teaches you all kinds of really amazing energy work. And then I was so like, that wasn't enough. And so I ended up being in her 2-year program where she teaches you to be a practitioner. And I sort of knew I never really wanted to be a typical practitioner, but I knew that I wanted to learn as much as I could about energy work because I had experienced so many amazing things with it. And I'm betting that if you're on this call, and some of you have already mentioned it, you also have either experienced something or are really intrigued by this whole concept of using your own energy to provide healing, provide, you know, mindset changes, whatever that is that is drawing you. And that's what drew me too. So I am doing these sessions, and this is the first one, but I'm hoping to do more because I really want to get the word out to people that they can do their own energy balancing. It's not something that only certain people know how to do. But the key is that you have to try out different things and you have to pay attention to your energy. So part of tonight is going to be me sharing with you some tools that I've used, letting you try them out. And then after this session, this is only the beginning, right? So after the session, playing around with some of this and seeing what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Because one thing I have learned with energy in general is that no two people's energy is the same. And no two people respond to energy tools the same way. So, you know, I've made some recommendations and we'll talk about those, but that's just the beginning. So that's kind of my intent here is to share. And I'll try to pause periodically so that if you do want to step in and do a question, you won't feel like you're interrupting, but please interrupt me. I don't mind at all. Couple of little disclaimers that I always do. First of all, this is not really to heal anything. When you're talking about energy work, you're talking about balancing energy versus like going after a particular thing to heal. So I know that a lot of people think about energy work that way, but in my mind, it's about coming to balance, and that provides a good platform and a good environment for other things to heal, whether that's, you know, health, relationships, financial stuff, career, all of those kind of things. So we're not directly healing, we're just really balancing our energy, and then that can lead to some of those other things. Okay, so let me talk to you about the session tonight. This is kind of my plan. So, you know, this is the first one, and although I've done a lot of things like this, I haven't done it in the energy set, you know, with energy, and I've always done things in person, so this is an experiment for me as well, so I hope you guys will bear with me, but basically what I want to do is talk about those tools. So if you had a chance and you got that sheet that I had on my website, that gives you a lot of information. So I just want to say a few things about those. I won't go too much in depth because you can always go back and grab that sheet off the website. So I want to talk about those. I want to give the rest of the time over to really doing some of this balancing. So I'm not going to spend a long time on that, but I will, you know, if you want to ask questions, that kind of thing, I'm happy to do that as we go along. And then once we actually start in with the session, I'll give you like a couple minutes to kind of, you know, if you want to sit or lay down or whatever that is that you want to do, I'll give you a couple minutes to kind of get yourself settled before we begin. And at that point, we can turn videos off. You can, you know, keep your mute on. It really will be you'll be in your space. I mean, we'll still be connected, but I want you to feel really comfortable to just kind of, you know, be however you want to be. And if you fall asleep, that's fine too. I mean, it's not going to be like it won't be like a meditation so much, although there will be some meditative qualities to it. But, you know, be good to yourself and know that there's a lot of energy going on today. And so if you fall asleep, you fall asleep. Don't worry, we won't see or hear you. I'll wake you up at the end of the time and we'll be good to go. But at the end, we'll have time for, you know, sharing if you want to, asking some other questions, that kind of thing. So with that said, if you do have any questions right now, I'll pause for just a minute and give you a chance to unmute yourself while I... Okay.
I have a quick question.
Yep.
Should I go get the stones that I have for this? I have them placed as you suggested, but that's another part of the house. So
No, you'll have time. I'm going to give about 5 minutes right before we start the session for you to kind of, you know, get organized, get a glass of water if you need to, all that kind of stuff, so that you can get really comfortable. So you'll have about 5 minutes to do that. So that should be enough time to go grab your stones if you want them.
Okay.
Cool. So for tonight, we're going to be using these tools. So there's going to be some energy balancing, and we'll talk about that. Crystals and stones, essential oils, positive mindset, and we're doing it at a new moon, so I'll talk a little bit about that. And it's also, we have a bonus of a total solar eclipse, which makes the energy just that much more powerful, so especially for starting something new. So I'll talk a little bit about what those are. But so I'm going to start out pretty easygoing on the energy work, because I want to make sure that some people have done it, some people haven't, but tonight we're going to really be using a couple of subtle energy systems that you probably have heard of. One of them is the chakras, and the other one is the meridians. So those two are, especially the chakras, if there was only one subtle energy system I could have people work with consistently, I would pick the chakras. They're the one energy system that really talks back and forth with your environment around you. And so paying special attention to them can really make a difference in a lot of areas in your life. So we're going to do those. But there are a lot of other energy systems, which I hope to bring up in some of these sessions. Things like Tibetan rings and radiant circuits and a lot of the ways that the energies work in and around the body. And so you may work with them in different ways for different purposes. So, but we're going to be working with chakras and meridians. And on that sheet that I had on the website, there you were asked to pick one of the four from one of the four chakras, and I'll give you a chance in just a minute to grab one if you didn't get a chance to do that. But if you do have time and you didn't do that already, go back after this and really work through that, and because it'll be a lot more powerful for you in terms of the mindset and the limiting beliefs that you might have around wealth and abundance. Okay. So I'm going to show you really quickly that slide. Let me just grab it really quick. Hold on, let me just stop sharing that one and let me share. Okay, so just so that you'll know when you see it later, it's this sheet, and there was base, sacral, solar plexus, and heart chakra. And while it can be in, you know, issues can be in any of the chakras, these are kind of the ones that I started with, because a lot of times this is where those limiting beliefs hide. All right. Okay. So then essential oils, I picked three. So here's kind of my philosophy on essential oils and energy. I think they can be really powerful energetic tools to kind of accelerate things, to something you can do on a daily basis that's really easy to kind of make a part of your daily ritual. I picked these three. Essential oils, the cool thing about essential oils is that a lot of them have similar properties. So there's no right or wrong to picking an essential oil to do what you need it to do. It's some of them have properties that have kind of been shown to do certain things over time. So these I felt were pretty accessible. They did the kinds of things that we want to do tonight with them. But if you didn't have a chance to get them, that's okay too. It's not something like you can get them after this and start using them later. You can even, to a certain extent, your intention is a lot of what energy work is all about. So you can even set an intention tonight just to have the qualities that those essential oils bring without actually having them. So don't worry too much about that. But if you do this in the future, like for instance, I don't know if you can see, can you guys see my camera while I have this up? Okay, so I put them in roller balls because then it's super easy. So like what I'll probably ask you to do if you have essential oil is just like put some on your palm, rub them together, and then you can either breathe them deeply or you can like place them wherever, you know, we're going to place stuff tonight. All right, crystals and stones. Again, they have a lot of powerful energy in them, and the more you work with them, the more amazed you'll become. You'll be with crystals and different kinds of stones. I picked these two. They're not the only ones that can support creating wealth, but they are good ones for it, and they're super accessible and not very expensive. There are some other stones out there that you'll see will be recommended for creating abundance, but like citrine is super expensive when you get real citrine, and most of the stuff on the market is not real. So just kind of don't feel too much like you have to get the perfect stone for the perfect situation. A lot of times, just like essential oils, it has to do with intention. So these two are great ones to have around for lots of different purposes, not just wealth and abundance. And it can be super small. I have a couple of bracelets that I use, super easy to use. I have a little green calcite stone. I have a bigger aventurine stone. So it really, it size and stuff doesn't matter. It's whatever you can find and whatever feels good. So the really big one tonight is this limiting mindsets and affirmations. Here's where I think people really get stuck when they're not having the amount of success, like wealth-wise or abundance-wise, that they want. There's something in their mindset, there's some belief they have that's keeping them from getting what they want. So I had you do this exercise where you pick the chakra and then you chose a positive affirmation, whether it's one from this list or one that you made up yourself. So just something around the issue that you have with money that puts it on the positive side. So if you didn't pick one, look through the right side on positive affirmations and just pick one that just reaches out and grabs you right now and just use that one for tonight. If you already picked one, then great, you're ahead. Okay, and then I'm just going to talk really quickly about the new moon and solar eclipse, and then I want to get started with the session because I want to have the full 30 minutes. And hopefully, moving forward, I'll be able to get this down a little quicker, and I would love to have about 40 minutes total for each session. But new moon, full moon. New moons are great for starting new habits and releasing things that, you know, maybe are getting in your way. And the eclipse is just another layer of that, only for a much longer time period. So like new moon energy, typically you talk about it going from one new moon to the other, which is a month. But eclipses go for a much longer time, six to 12 months. So the stuff that you're starting tonight, if you put some effort into it over the next couple of weeks, you have a lot of energy to support you right now. So this is a great time to get rid of something that's not serving you and put something that will serve you in its place. All right, so I want to get started with the actual session. So what questions do you have for me before I kind of set you up to get ready for us to begin? And don't forget you're on mute if you need to unmute yourself. Okay. So here's what I, let me just go back here so you can see this. So I just want to show you real quick this, just in case you don't know where the chakras are. The four we're going to be working with tonight are the base, which is right basically the base of your sacrum, and actually right over your pelvis. The sacral is right under your belly button. The solar plexus is right above your belly button, and then your heart chakra is your chest area. And I'll remind you of that later in case some of you might not know those. All right, so here's what you can do to get ready. If you want to turn off your video camera, you can. Make sure to get whatever you need nearby you, your affirmation, if you have stones or essential oils that you want to use, if you want a glass of water, if you have, grab a blanket if you get cold. We'll only be doing this for about 30 minutes, but I want you to get comfortable either sitting or lying down, whatever works best for you. You will be doing some things, but it won't be highly active, so you should be good with either sitting or lying down. And we'll get started in a few minutes, so grab whatever you need. If you want to turn your camera off, you can. Just remember, if you decide to ask me a question, that you are on mute, so make sure you unmute yourself, and then we'll get started in just a couple minutes. You know, and feel free to have music on if you want in the background. Since you're muted, no one over here is going to hear you until after the session is over. So you can feel free to turn on your Pandora if there's something you want to listen to in the background that makes you feel good. And if, while you're getting ready, if any of you want to turn your camera off but haven't figured out how to do it, there should be a start video or stop video button visible to you, and that's how you stop or start your video. Okay, cool. All right, so I am going to get started. I know some of you may still be getting organized, and that's okay. And during this whole thing, you feel free to move around. This is not one of those things where you need to stay still. And you're going to be trying out some different things, so feel free to move around. All right. So we're going to do several things, and some of them I'm just going to ask you to do some visualization stuff, but I want you to go ahead and, if you're at a place where you're kind of settled down, I feel like I lost you guys.
I'm here.
Okay, good.
I'm here. I can hear you.
It's just the video went, the whole video thing went off. Sorry. I can hear you guys, so we're good. Okay. All right. Okay. So go ahead and I want you to just set your own intention for this session. Just take a really deep breath in and you can breathe it out. And then just go ahead and think of what would you, if you could have anything you wanted as a result of this session, even if it means into the future, what would that be? And just tell yourself that in your mind and then take a nice deep breath and let it out. And just go ahead and keep breathing. Just let your breath come normally. And I want you to just physically relax your legs and your feet. If you need to, just tense up really quickly and then let them relax. And then I want you to do the same thing. Wherever, if you're seated in a chair, I want you to just let yourself drop really deeply into that chair. If you're laying on the ground, I just want you to feel your whole body, just let it drop even further against the ground. And then take a nice deep breath whenever it feels good to you and let it out. And then relax your shoulders, let them sink down, either away from your ears or down into the ground if you're laying down. And let all that tension in your forehead and in your eyes, relax those too. Take one more nice deep breath whenever it feels good to you. Hold it for like a second or two. And then let it out. Okay, so the first thing I want to work with is I want to tell you a little bit about a couple of meridians that a lot of people, and I mean a lot of people, have out of balance. And it's triple warmer and spleen. So if you don't know that much about meridians are, you typically hear about them with acupuncture because there's different points along these lines of energy that run through our bodies that acupuncturists use to move energy so that, get energy unstuck or balance it, that kind of thing. There's two of those that really should be working together to help keep us balanced. So triple warmer is kind of like, think of triple warmer like the army general. They're in there to protect you and keep you safe. And they triple warmer is also involved in like fight or flight when you've got stress, that kind of thing. And then on the other side, spleen, think of spleen like your mom. It's supposed to nurture you and take care of you and hug you and all of that. And when those two work together, it's an amazing relationship because you've got this protection and you feel safe, but you also, it's balanced by this nurturing and caring. But what happens a lot of times with a lot of the stress that we have is triple warmer goes way off the deep end and starts doing things in a way it shouldn't be. It's so out of balance. And that's when we get sick and we get all kinds of stuff crop up for us physically, like pain, that chronic pain, that kind of thing. And it's also what sticks habits. So what I want to do is a quick little thing, and you can do this anytime, but I want you to take, we're going to put our, give ourselves what Donna Eden calls a triple warmer spleen hug. So, and this is great to do anytime you're feeling a little bit like you need a little bit of stress relief. So take your right arm and cross it across your body and place your right hand over your side. So it's the first half of your hug to yourself. And I'll tell you why we do it this way in just a second. And then take your left arm and cross it over your right one across your body. And you're going to take your left hand and just wrap it around your elbow. So you're kind of giving yourself this hug across your midline. And then you can just kind of relax into that and just keep that right hand across your left side and your left hand on your right elbow. And the reason that and go ahead and take some deep breaths while you're doing that. We're just putting those two meridians on notice that it's time to balance out. Great to do when you're really uncomfortable in a situation. And the reason it works is because your right hand is over part of your spleen meridian. It runs, part of it runs up the side of each side of your body, right up to under the armpit. And your left hand on your elbow is on your triple warmer meridian. It runs right down the back of your elbow. So just take another breath there, and that should be enough to get it, get those two to balance out enough for the rest of the session. But if you tend to have a lot of stress, start doing this one whenever you can. If you're sitting watching TV, this is a great one. Just sit and watch TV like this. All right. Take one last breath, and then we're going to start in with the chakras. So you can keep your arms like that while you're listening to me if you want to, if it feels good. So, you know, I said earlier that chakras are like the one, if I was going to do anything with anybody, if I only had one session to do something with them, I would use the chakras. I would really try to balance out the chakras. So tonight, what we're going to do is a little bit of, there's a couple ways you can work with them. You can clear them and you can connect them. There's some other things you can do, but those are two basic ways that I think are really good for everyone. Tonight, I really want to focus on connecting them. Because I feel like a lot of times the mindsets that we have, the negative things that we say to ourselves around wealth, around money, around anything really, relationships, all of that, it comes because we're not properly connected in our chakras. And that's why it sticks around and why we're not able to release a lot of it. So I know you chose a chakra, so we are going to use that. So this is going to be slightly different for each of you depending on what chakra you chose as your, as the one you really identified where you think a lot of maybe your wealth and abundance problems might come from. But we're going to work with all four of the ones that I mentioned. So let's start with the base chakra because I want to connect up those four chakras together. And then when you get off this call, you may want to go further and connect up all your different chakras. There's no right or wrong way to do it, but it can be tremendously powerful if you do them consistently over time. So your base chakra is at the lowest part of your pelvic bone. It's all about safety and security. We have lots of fears around money in this chakra. The ones that say, I'm never going to have enough money, or I'm going to, you know, be a bag lady someday, that kind of thing. Those are where these come from. And so I want you to, if you want to use your essential oils, this is a great time. Also your stones, if you have them. So your base chakra is right at the bottom of your pelvic bone. So you can place your stones there if you want to. You can rub a little essential oil, and you're going to place one palm, it doesn't matter which hand, right on that chakra. And you can just lay it gently against your body. And then I want you to take your other hand, and I want you to place it on the chakra that you identified that you wanted to focus on tonight. So if that was also your base chakra, then you're going to have both hands laying on top of each other on your base chakra. If that was your sacral chakra, that's the one that's right underneath your belly button. So you'll have one on your pelvis and one just below your belly button. If the one you chose was your solar plexus, that's right above your belly button. So you'll have one on your pelvis and one right above your belly button. And if it's heart, heart's at the chest. So you're going to have both hands on your body placed over two chakras, one at the base and then one on whatever chakra you chose. And I just want you to take a really deep breath and let those two chakras start connecting. And then you can just let your breath kind of flow in and out. And while you're doing that, I'm going to ask you first, and this is related to the base chakra. You'll also hear it sometimes called the root chakra. I want you to say this affirmation to yourself. And you can either say it out loud or you can just think it in your mind. And this is not the one you chose. I'm giving you this one because this is what the base chakra is about. And that is, I am safe. I have more than enough money for everything I need. I am safe. I have more than enough money for everything I need. I am safe. I have more than enough money for everything I need. And then I want you to say the affirmation that you chose, because that's for your the chakra that you're focusing on. If you don't have one, just say something positive to yourself around abundance and money, something you want. And if you want to play around a little bit with your chakras, you can lift your hands off of your body a few inches and kind of play around the energy. Your chakras are not actually sitting on your skin. They kind of go through your body, around it. I mean, it's energy, so it's not skin related. A lot of times we place our hands on our bodies, but you can actually start to feel the energy if you play around with moving your hand up and away from your body and then back closer to it. And if you don't feel anything now, that's okay. I think the more you begin to work with your energy, the more you begin to feel it. So it really is one of those things where practice will help you read your own energy better. Okay, I want you to take one last deep breath. And then since we can't hear each other, let it out like just let it go. You're going to let whatever that limiting belief is, you're going to let it go now. My gosh, I know this sounds crazy, but I can totally feel, it's not my energy either because mine doesn't normally feel like this. Somebody's out there is really buzzing. Okay, so we're going to go to the second chakra now. So take that hand that you had on your base chakra and move it up to your second chakra. So that's the sacral chakra. It's right below your belly button. This is a chakra that is all about creativity and sexuality. So we have a lot of fears around losing our freedom or our creativity when we seek out wealth and financial stability. A lot of us take jobs that we didn't want to take. We do things that we think are the right way to do it in terms of making money, but it stifles our creativity. It makes us feel less free in our life. And that's where this second chakra comes in. So place one hand on that one, and you're going to keep your other hand on that chakra that you picked. So either you know, wherever that is right now, if it was also the second chakra, then you'll have two hands there. And you can place your stones on that second chakra. You can add a little more essential oil if you want to, or if you already have some on your palm, you can just take a quick breath of that. And then place both of those flat for now on those two chakras. And I want you to say this affirmation for yourself first, and this one's for the second chakra. I can be wealthy doing things I love and still be free. I can be wealthy doing things I love and still be free. I can be wealthy doing things I love and still be free. And then say the say the affirmation that you picked for your focus chakra. Say that one to yourself now. And if you don't have one, again, just pick a positive thought that you can say around money or wealth or abundance for yourself. And you can play around again with your energy here if you want. Lift your hand up. You might even try circling it. That's how we clear chakras, is we circle counterclockwise for some time and then we circle clockwise. And you can try that, because we're going to do two more of these before we're done. Take one more deep breath. Whenever it feels good for you, let it out, and we're going to move on to the next one. So one of the things about that I think really comes into play here when you use essential oils and stones is, if you start playing around with this on your own, putting them, you know, in with it and not putting them in with it, I think you'll begin to see the difference. Because, like, I just moved my stones away from me just for this one, just so I could play around with it. And I actually do feel a difference. So I think you have to pay attention and over time, but the energy really is pretty powerful. It's pretty amazing. All right. So move on to, so the hand that's on your second chakra, move it up to your third chakra. So you're going to have one hand on your solar plexus, which is just above your belly button, and the other hand is on your focus chakra. So whichever one that was could be the same one that you're on now, both solar plexus. Maybe it was the heart, maybe it was one of the other two. You're going to have both hands, but one of them will definitely be on your solar plexus and the other one will be on the one you chose. So solar plexus is all about your personal power, who you show to the world, feeling like you have a say in the direction that your life is going. And I know that a lot of us have fears around the fact that we feel like we need to work so hard to make money, or that we don't have control over our own future. And that's what this chakra is all about. So we're going to connect this up with your other chakra. So what I want you to do is take a deep breath and let it out. Got your hands there. You can, again, you can play around with these. You don't have to be right on your body. They can be above a few inches. You can circle them if you want to. You can just play around with it. But I want you to say this affirmation to yourself, and this is for the third chakra. I easily and effortlessly attract wealth into my life. I easily and effortlessly attract wealth into my life. I easily and effortlessly attract wealth into my life.
And I say those three times a lot for myself because I feel like it takes me three times to really let my mind wrap around it. And in fact, sometimes I continue just kind of chanting it as a like a mantra. So feel free to do that as well. You can say it over and over to yourself while you connect up your chakras. But I want you now to say the affirmation that you chose. The idea here is to say the one for one chakra and then the other one for the one you chose so that you can start to link those chakras up and help them begin to, for lack of a better word, talk to each other and connect. All right, go ahead and take a deep breath and let it out. And we're going to move to the last one. And I will just say this, if you have a chance to do this later on your own, maybe over the next couple weeks, you can spend as much time as feels good to you to do this. And you can pull this recording back out if you want to, or make your own recording. But there really isn't like a set amount of time. I mean, I'm going a little faster through it tonight because I just want you to get the experience of connecting each one. But there is no set amount of time it takes to connect a chakra. Sometimes you just have to listen to your energy. And if this is a beginning for you of energy work, then it may take a little practice to listen and hear. So now we're going to move from your solar plexus up to your heart chakra. And for me, so you're going to place one hand on your heart chakra and one on the other chakra you chose. And for me, I actually chose both heart chakras. So I've got both hands on my heart chakra. And the heart chakra is all about love and compassion and forgiveness and value, like the value we place on ourselves and others. And really all of those things, a lot of times we are okay at doing them for other people, but we're not that great at, you know, being compassionate to ourselves or forgiving ourselves or loving ourselves or valuing ourselves and what we do to bring wealth into our lives. So I want you to, you can put your stones, again, you can move your stones up there. And I want you to just really take a nice deep breath, and then I'm going to give you the intention for the heart chakra. And if both of yours are heart chakras, that's okay, and you'll do both intentions. So the affirmation is, I'm a good person that deserves to be wealthy because I do good things in this world. I'm a good person that deserves to be wealthy because I do good things in this world. I'm a good person that deserves to be wealthy because I do good things in this world. And then go ahead and say the affirmation that you chose for yourself. You can say it at least once, but a couple times. And then I just want you to take a few breaths and let that connect up. So while you're finishing letting that sort of connect, there's three other main chakras that we didn't cover tonight. And then there's a host of other chakras, and there's a lot of debate on how many there actually are and all of this. But just so you know, if you wanted to continue doing this and connect up every chakra, there's your throat chakra, which is, as it's, you know, says, it's on your throat area. And that's all about speaking your truth or not having the courage to speak your truth. There is your third eye chakra, which is basically between your brows. And that one is really, once you get up into the third eye and then up into your crown chakra, you're really starting to get into more of sort of the esoteric, the spiritual, that kind of thing. I mean, there's a lot more going on there, but we tend to have less things around wealth in those areas, although it's not, I mean, it can be that way. So you may want to do a little research on that yourself and see if any of your wealth mindsets that might be limiting you might be in any of those chakras. All right, so one last deep breath, and then we're just about out of time. Like, we have like a minute or so left, and I want to make sure like that anybody who has to like, you know, run out and they have something else to do, that they aren't late for it. But I am going to, as soon as you have a chance, if you want to join me back, you don't necessarily have to put your video camera back on or anything like that if you don't want to. But if you have questions or want to make comments or any of that kind of stuff, then I definitely want to stick around so that you can do that. And this was, like, for me, this was just the beginning. Like, this was a very simple energy tool. There are so many more of these. Like, I feel like there's not enough days to be able to share all of this stuff with people. So so I will be doing more of these, and I may even need to extend the time a little bit so you really get a longer experience. But we'll play around with that. Take your time getting up. Just remember you're on mute if you decide to ask me a question. Oh, I should turn my video back on. Oh, and I should turn on my light. It's getting dark over here. Hey, Robin, I see your video on. Robin Lev. Wendy and Paige. Oh, hey, Paige. I didn't even see you before. You must have slipped in. Anybody want to share anything or have questions? And you don't have to. I know sometimes, if, you know, once you've done even just a little bit of energy work, sometimes you just want to, like, not do anything.
Can you put us back to gallery?
I think you have to do that.
Okay.
There should be some little buttons somewhere around where all the videos images are. Like, it should look like a little, gosh. It's going to be different on everybody's computer, so. Do you see it?
I had it before you put those things up.
I think something might have happened with the screen sharing. I'm still seeing a lot of your screen share.
Here, let me,
and then I see a few people across the top.
Let me unshare, and maybe that will take care of it. Thanks for noticing.
Oh, okay.
Did that help?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, good. Thank you. Thank you, Wendy, for... How are you guys feeling?
Great.
Good.
If I can speak, I love energy work because I feel like, you know, in just moments we go to like so deep and slow everything down.
Yeah.
It's just amazing.
Yeah. And even tonight, and we only got about 30 minutes in after it was all said and done, but I mean, you know, 10 minutes can be enough sometimes to, especially if you do energy work consistently over time, a lot of times that you can compress that down to even just, like, sometimes I just visualize really quick something that I've learned to do physically, like tracing meridians, and it works the same. So it's
pretty limitless what you can end up doing with energy medicine. And, you know, one of the things that really attracted me to Donna's stuff, so if you get a chance, I would definitely look up her stuff, but was that she's a huge proponent of you can do this yourself. You can learn to do this yourself. And she even goes as far as to teach you how to test to see when your energy is getting balanced or not getting balanced, like what's affecting it and what's not, which is really kind of cool because, you know, I can't see energy. Maybe some of you can, but Donna can, but I can't. And so I have to really either feel it or I have to get, you know, I have to test for it. So
Robin, I'm sorry to interrupt, but
yeah.
I don't know if anybody else, but I missed most of what you said. I don't know if it, the screen's freezing.
Oh, I don't
know. Or maybe it's just on my end, but
no, it's not just you. I'm having the same problem.
I couldn't really hear much of what you just said. Sorry.
Okay. Did it do that during the session too?
It seems like you're freezing.
Oh, weird. Okay. It may just be.
Sometimes it happens with Zoom in my experience. So, but
yeah.
If you could maybe like the last little bit of what you just said.
Yeah. So, energy, well, I just think I was just talking about energy work in that it's something that everyone can learn how to do. And that, you know, Donna even teaches to the extent where you can actually test your energy to see if it's balancing or not. Is it still causing issues, the sound?
You're freezing again.
So weird, because I...
You were great the first... Like, only until, like, the last few minutes have you been freezing, so otherwise it's been fine.
It may just be because all the videos are back on at this time of night. I don't know.
Yeah, so just let you know.
Yeah, thank you. Anybody else questions before we sign off? You may not be able to hear me. Who knows? I hope so.
Oh, no, you're back.
You're okay. Back. All right, cool. Well, I'm really glad to have you guys. And I will put out information about other ones. And some of you, this was your first time. So you may be like, oh, no, that's not for me. Or, oh, yeah. But, you know, I think it'll be kind of interesting because some of you weren't on when I first started talking. But my plan is to not just have it be me. Like I actually talked to a gentleman who does sound healing and he'd love to come try this out in this forum, and someone who does acupuncture but knows how to walk people through doing stuff online. And so anyway, I have a lot of ideas and I think there's a lot of people out there that would love to do some energy work this way. So I'll keep you posted. But what I'll do is I'll send an email. I have a link to where you can get on my mailing list for this specifically, these little circles, and then that will tell you whenever one's coming up and you can decide whether, you know, that's the right one for you or not. So, but thank you. Happy eclipse and all that stuff. And I hope you guys, especially you guys on the Eastern time zone, get a good night's sleep.
Thank you.
Thank you, Robin. This was great.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robin.
It was great.
Thanks. Cool, you guys. I'll see you later.
Bye. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye. Again.